Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Thursday morning. We just stopped by to say thank you. Thank how you kept us as we slept and slumber on last night. We just come to bless your name today, Lord God. Because, Father, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we just thank you for waking us up, clothing us in our right mind and know who we are and who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we say thank you. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit, and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We lift up the visionary of this line, Lord God. Prophet Laron Matthews to you today, Father God. Continue to pour your strength back into him as you pour out to your people, Father God. In the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. Father, I lift up that family in Saginaw that lost their 11-year-old daughter to rape and murder, Lord God. Comfort that family today, Father God, that only you can do, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And expose, reveal, pull the covers back on who did it, Father God. And we just say thank you. And we come to bless your name today, Father God. Because you are a comforter, Father God. And we say thank you. We lift up all the sick and the shut in unto you today, Father God. We ask you to create miracle signs and wonders on today, Father God. Stop by St. Jude Hospital, Father God. And touch those babies, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Stop by Shriners Hospital today, Father God. Create miracle signs and wonders today, Father God. And we just say thank you. We thank you that we have a roof over our head today, Father God. We just come to give you the praise and the glory. We had a bed to sleep on, a pillow to lay our heads on. We just say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. And we lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today, Father God. We ask you to keep your arms around them, keep them close to you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, they become rifle shall be condemned. And we say thank you. Oh, we will come to bless your name today, Lord God. We will continually look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. We thank you for peace in the midst of storms. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just bless your name today, Lord God. We lift up all those that have MS to you today. We thank you for strengthening their bodies, Lord God. Their immune system, Lord God. Their muscles, their joints, Father God. In the name of Jesus. We lift up those that have lupus today. Gina, Lord God. Cover her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal and deliver Gina in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory for being Dr. Jesus. For being the great physician, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Lift the mother sitting in her child family to you today, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around them, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Dr. Wilk and her child family, Father God. From the oldest to the youngest, Father God, cover and keep them in the mighty name of Jesus. We feel that faithful work behind the scenes continues to keep them in your keeping care, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the nursing homes on today, Lord God. Go from room to room today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Take Can't nobody get like you. Can't nobody do them. Have your way in the nursing homes on today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in our neighborhoods today. And we say thank you. Father, we thank you for silence of violence. These murdering demons, these suicide demons, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against it all. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So have the way, Lord God. Deliver and set free, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every train, every bus, every car, every train tracks right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up accidents right now to your people, around your people, Father God. Dispatch their angels all around and about them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, Lord God. Deliver and set free today, Father God. And we say thank you. We lift up the gas station attendants to you, Father God. Cover and keep them in perfect peace, Father God. We lift up all the firefighters and their families to you today, Father God. Heal and deliver and save today, Father God. The ambulance drivers and their families, Father God. Cover and keep them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. The police department, Father God. We lift them all up to you and their families, Father God. We ask you to have your way in their lives, Lord God. Place right people in their path, Father God. In the name of Jesus. We lift up Biden and Harris and their families to you today, Father God. Cover and keep them, Lord God. Place the right people in their path also, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. We will be that tree planted by the river. We shall not, will not be moved, Father God. And we say thank you. Lift up Kawana and her family to you today, Father God. Continue to heal her mom and deliver her mom from cancer, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Lift up all my nieces and nephews to you today, Father God. Continue to keep them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And we say thank you. Lift up Eddie to you today, Father God. He's standing in need of a kidney, Father God. And we say thank you for repairing, restoring, redeeming right now. In the name of Jesus. Lift up Keith to you today, Father God. It was in a motorcycle accident. Cover him and keep him and bring him back, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. I think he's still in a coma, but you're able to bring him out of it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory for doing it right now. In your precious son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We're nothing without you. In your precious son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
We are victorious. in the morning. God bless each and every one of you all. I welcome you today to Open Forum with yours truly, Prophet Matthew, and my co-host, Evangelist Thelma Sidney. And we welcome each and every one of you all to this morning Open Forum from around the world. Bless you all on today. Thank you all for joining us on this awesome morning. And we thank God for all that the Lord is doing, and we give him all the praise. That's where the praise goes. That's where the praise is released. That's who gets all of the praise, the glory, and honor on today. And I welcome you all on this day to Open Forum. And I tell you, it's a time where we really have to embrace what God is doing in this new month. Wow, it's a new month. We survived the first 8 months of the year to get to this place, and I'm telling you, we just have to thank God for what the Lord has done. There's a song by Marvin Whiting, "Millions have been made it, but we have." We're still here by the power, presence, and grace of God, that we're still here in the land of the living and thanking God for just his strength over our life and his keeping power. How many know that it's only through the power and the grace of God that we're still here? And he has sustained us. He has ordered our steps. And he has kept us thus far. And if it had not been for his power, presence, and grace on our life, we would have not made it to the chapters of these days, the chapters of these weeks and months and years to be here to give God the praise and the honor and the glory that he's so worthy of on today. So I bless the people of God on today for joining us, and honor you all for connecting with us on this day. Well, I want to bring this to the people of God. We are in the Jewish New Year, and we're in this month, and this will be a great transitional time of the month, great transitional time. If you haven't seen anything yet, keep your eyes on the things of the Lord. Keep your eyes on what God is revealing. Keep your eyes on what God is showing us. And keep your eyes on what God is about to allow us to see clearly and directly what's going on right around us. When I say right around us, in your city, in your town, in your community, actually in our nation, you're going to be able to see things exactly, prophetically, the way the Lord has spoken those things to us. From 2019 all the way, well, actually, I want to even take it back farther than that. From 2000, when we entered into year 2000, all the way to now, what the Lord has allowed us to see. Anything after 2000, has really shifted, shocked the world. We haven't seen things in the history of our time. Notice I said the history of our time, because there's nothing new under the sun. So say in a word, the history of our time, to see what's going on in our time and dispensation of event. So in saying that, from 2000 all the way to 2022, these yet last 22 years, watching and experiencing an entire generation change, shift, and transition. God has allowed us to operate in the prophetic intelligence in the land, revealing things to the world and to the nation, what's going on and what's happening around us. Nucleus of things have had if you go all the way back to the decade of the 80s, mid-80s, until now, you'll see the systems of the world and what has been in place. We're watching and experiencing those things right now. And so in saying that, what we're seeing is a major, major transition globally as it relates to the governments of the world, the governments. Almost all the different governments have shifted globally. You're experiencing it firsthand, the governmental shifting in the world and in the land. So there's nothing new under the sun. It's being able to reveal to the world what's going on exactly based upon the word of God. And President Trump did in June of 2020, when he stood in front of the Episcopal building and he spoke to the issues, to the depths, to the world, what has happened and what is going on around the world. There's nothing new about the events that are happening. It's new to many of us because of the religious system. The religion and paganism drive God's people away from understanding the world, well, understanding the biblical things in him. And when you follow those systems, you're deviating from the course of the actual calendars of events. And the Catholic Church knows it. Well, let's put it, the Jesuit order knows it. They know these times directly. In the biblical days, the Babylonian system, they knew it during the time of Babylon. When they were ruling, they knew the same thing then and the same thing now. That's why the word of God said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. That's why we have more people coming into revelation and operating in the presence of God and sonship of the Son of Man, because of what we're experiencing, seeing, viewing, and understanding right now in the world. We as believers in the kingdom of God must know that everything is being directed towards God's hand on his people. That's why our song is so great. It relates to the nation and the world, what's transpiring right now. So our hand has to be clearly on the things of the Lord and clearly connected to his word and his will. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to, when I say miss it, You don't want to be a believer that's believing God and then operating outside the things of God because of what systematic religion have told you or systematic theologies have told you about the Word of God and the things of God. It's for us as the believers to really understand exactly what is at hand. When he talks about the kingdom of God is at hand, when you're talking about the kingdom of God is at hand, we are talking about men and women of God that are being updated to all of what's happening in the world and what's going on around us as believers in the kingdom of God so that we won't miss what's getting ready to befall the global climate as it relates to God's word because it's here. We're right in the middle of it. And if you're one of those men and women of God that can see it, you're seeing clearly what God is saying to you and what God is revealing to us. As I said several weeks ago when I was sharing from the Word of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I want to go there to share with some of the people of God. So you were, I'm going to spotlight this because many people really need to understand what the Lord is saying and know exactly what he's doing. Yeah. When you follow him, you stay in that presence, you'll know. Let's turn over there to the Word of God. In the Word of God from First Corinthians chapter number two. And I always talk about the letters that Paul wrote. These are letters that he wrote to the church at Corinthia. And the issues that were going on there in Corinth, were very diabolical. They were dealing with a bunch of ancient deities, ancient astrodites, three letters were actually written, but two arrived to the church in Corinth. The first letter is talking about dealing with the problematic issues that were going on at the church. And Paul was trying to give them solutions to the problems that were there. Or I wouldn't necessarily say solution. Let me take that word out. He was giving direction to them and to the believers there because there was a lot of corruption in that society. In that society, it was affecting the church and the things that were going on in the church. It was doing a major seaport. So it was around a major seaport, the center of a hub of industry, there were Gentiles, what we call other nations, and Jews that had been converted to becoming believers, all in one place. And Paul was speaking and letting them know how important it is to stay on course in the teachings and the ways of Elohim. And through his son, Yeshua, who would be that perfect sacrifice, who would actually work that perfect sacrifice for him. And because of the institutionalism of religion, doctrines of idol worship, temple worship, ancient deities, celebration, and so much immorality, things started leaking into the church. And Paul had to write a letter to let them know to be careful of the corruption that was going on. There was nothing new about what was going on, but be careful of what's being allowed to infiltrate the church. And that's nothing new today, of what's been sent in to infiltrate the church. When I say infiltrating the church, what's coming into the church world and what's influencing and impacting the church. Most people right now, because churches, only people who are in church now are using the church member again or the term of the church. And the major thing of most pastors is coronavirus is the reason why people ain't coming to the church. No, it ain't going to have nothing to do with coronavirus. It has something to do with a stronghold of demonic forces that are impacting and influence the mind of the people. And Paul said that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3, if our gospel be here, it is here to them that the God of this world had blinded the mind. And many people's mind are blinded. It had nothing to do with coronavirus, because if you had faith in God and you would believe in God, fear would have never gripped you to run away from the church, but run to the malls and run to the stores because you were standing in long lines to get into the grocery store, but you left the church building. It was a setup to drive the people out of the presence of God and drive them from the teachings and the ways of the Lord God. It's always been everything has always been against the body of believers. It has always been an assault in the kingdom. If the assault was religion, doctrines of devil, denominationalism, you name it, it's all been set up to divide those believers in the kingdom of God. So the Lord always raises up prophetic people. When I say prophetic people, I'm not speaking of titles of being in the office, but I'm talking about people that it can use to be able to speak and surrender the word of God without fear, but be able to tell the truth to the kingdom of God. And he will always use men and women of God to be able to present the word of God in the case. Now, in doing that, there have been many people turned over to a spirit of delusion, a strong spirit of delusion, which First Thessalonians speaks about it. There are many people in the world now. God has turned them over to a strong delusion. They'd rather live a lie than the truth, because there's so much confusion. And a lot of the confusion is because of people in authority not taking their rightful position. Men who have not been in that rightful place. They've been in people's bedrooms instead of in the temple of God. We have to be in our rightful place in the kingdom of God to do what we need to do in a place of authority in the kingdom of God and stand up without compromising ourselves. And as believers, we cannot compromise the word of God. And so the confusion now in the world is those who are supposed to be in authority are not no longer in authority. They allow people to be over them, over their position of authority, or they have sold their soul in compromising for the 30 pieces of silver that Judas chose. And then Judas made a choice. That's when he became the son of perdition instead of the son of prediction. Jesus was the son of prediction. Judas became the son of perdition. He had a choice when Jesus gave him a choice in the garden of Gethsemane, and he chose to kiss and betray him. 30 pieces of silver, the 30th degree, Jesus, they said Jesus was 33 years old. When he left with. Got to understand how that was initiated. The Mason, 33rd degree, all of those things. And when you start teaching like this and telling the people, you affect the status quo. It's almost like saying to me, the word of the Lord God said, he will beat with 39 stripes. Well, he fulfilled the 39 books of the Old Testament. Those were the stripes. He fulfilled them. Like what was concealed in the 39 books to actually 80 books, that, and then they took out 22 of the other books out of there. 20, yeah, about 20, about 20, yeah, about 21 and 22 of them out of that. Then you get the 66 books of the Bible. And these books are important. However, they're not infallible. They're the translation of the Word of God. God needs the men and women of God to be able to break the Word of God down to eisegesis and exegesis so that the people can really understand what was concealed in the 39 books was fulfilled and was revealed in the four Gospels and fulfilled through us. We don't have people that can fulfill the Word of God. You know why? Because they're not in position. They're not in their posture has not changed. And when you miss what God has done, you can't reveal the secrets of the world and the events that are going on in the world because they're hidden. And God wants his word to be what revealed. Well, it's been revealed, but fulfilled through us. We're supposed to fulfill the word of God. And fulfilling the word of God means we have to be in meditation and then prayer. We got to meditate on not only the word of God, but if we meditate, then God will come into us and reveal to us what's being said and what's been spoken so that we won't be ignorant concerning events that are going on now, and especially what's getting ready to transpire in these next 60 days, because we're already in the Jewish New Year. So Happy New Year to those who have been following the calendar and following things tentatively, knowing what's going on in the world. But before we do this, I'm going to open up the line. Do anybody have any questions and comments? Administrator Aretha Bryan, top of the morning to you over there. Do we have any questions and comments over there? Administrator Aretha Bryan, anything from the chat room, anything from over in that area over there, do we have any questions and comments for us? If not, we'll move forward.
No, sir, not at this time. Time, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, if anybody on the conference line, you have a question or comment for us as we move forward, I want to give you an opportunity to do that as well. Anyone have a question and comment for us? If you're on there, hit star 6 and come in at this time. If you have a question or comment, that's something that you would like to ask us. All right, let's move right into the Word of God. I'm going to recap on some things because I want to deal with prophetic intelligence because this month is very, very, very important for many of you. This is a very important month. Of the month, for many of us, of the year, this is a very, very, very strategic time, and it's an important time for many of you. This month will be for us. So when I'm sharing today, you can mark your calendar and date and time. It's a very important time for the believer. Very important for you to be updated to all that is happening around the world and all that is happening now in the earth realm. You will be viewing many things in this month that has happened. Let me put it like this. You're going to be doing many things in this month that in your lifetime you will experience that some people had not had an opportunity to experience, but you will experience it in this lifetime. And for many of us, and especially Black America, we can't let these movements move us from our moral stand and our moral position. Because most of this stuff is not about a Black agenda or a Black movement. It's all about a perverted movement to push perverted systems in places. And we got to stop allowing these demonic spirits to use us as their catalyst to do what they need to do in the land. This is nothing new, what they have done. You start a movement and push a movement, but then we open up for these ancient, strong deities and forces to pollute and pervert a movement that God wants us to do. It's good to march, but if you don't open your mouth, it makes no difference what you do. You have to take authority. See, principalities and powers and doctrines of devil and perverted world systems and people who are in position, who are running around with pushing movements, pushing, marching. And it's good to march. But if you're not marching for God, who are you marching for? It's good to march for gun control. And you see most of us sitting in these long lines on the street marching, put down the gun, but you won't go out there and talk to some of these young men and women who are in your neighborhood, in your community. These are your children. They're in your community. These are the children that you walk. These are young kids. And when you were on your way to the church, they were sitting in your houses, in your kids' children. These are young people that's in your neighborhood. They grew up. They're your cousin. They're your neighbors. They're your friends. So when we walk into the church, jumping up there, shouting, and making ourselves feel good, that generation was lost. Now we want to march. But where are they getting the guns from? Where the drugs come from? They didn't bring the drugs. They didn't miseducate themselves. These integrated systems, all of these things are put in place. Just the 40s and the 50s to the 60s and the 70s. And we keep electing the same old crooks to political office. And then we let them manipulate other leadership into believing that these people are bad, when anybody who don't stand up for morality, you have a problem. We as believers have to stand. And then when you do stand up for morality and start preaching the truth, you got demonic spirits that have been sent into church and sent in to compromise the kingdom of God. Look at all these, look how many people we get compromising the word of God. Just compromising. Why? Because the enemy have tricked them. Then when you start speaking about the importance of family values, the importance of moral principles, guess what? You have a battle of your own. We have a battle within. It's already proven that they've been putting guns in your community, behind garbage cans, putting them in grass, putting them in areas where high traffic is, and then putting laws in place where your son, 1,000 feet from the school, carrying a gun is serving time. This is all a plot and a scheme. And we haven't, and you know why we haven't gotten it? Or we haven't received it yet? Because of the religious system. This is the stuff they told us to do back in the 1800s in slavery. We get out there and sing our song and walk in the field. Here you are, 200 slave on a plantation, and three masters, and didn't have the power to overpower them. That's why when you look at the nation, the spirit of deception, as if we don't know what's going on. You know what's going on. But because that we're fighting the wrong battle. Look at all of these people in churches. Everybody got title, but no power to stand up. Everybody, over the last 3 weeks, traveling throughout the United States, all I hear people talking about garment, or the sacred garment. Man, take that garment out. You ain't even sacred yourself. How you gonna put something on that's sacred? All that ancient stuff from the Catholic Church, a sacred garment. That's what the devil did. He put all these people on what we call sacred garment. But your life is far from the things of the kingdom of God. Then you got people running from plateless to plateless. Oh, he's a great sacred garment. You're watching two leaders about to, world leaders that will be leading here. Three, actually, but two on record. And people of God, you're watching the same substitutes that have been put into place. Because what? Paganism. We have followed the pagan system. All of these pagan systems have been created by ancient Babylonian, Neo-Persian world system. And it's deviating the believers from following God and the ways of the Lord. But we jump religiously and shout. We speak religiously in tongues. We move religiously in the gifts, but our heart is far from them, far from the Lord. And God is telling us, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to his people. We have to be in position. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses number 1. And the Spirit gives wisdom, and I want to deal with this from Paul speaking here. He said, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ." In other words, all of that stuff among you, I wasn't interested. I came to bring the word of Yeshua HaMashiach to you. And then him crucified. So you will know what you're dealing with and what you need to know about the life, the relationship, and the connection of the life of Yeshua, so the believers can walk, breathe, and live that experience of the Word of God. Let me move forward. Now, verse number 3. "And I was with you in weakness, in fear, in much trembling. So I was there with you through all of these things." Verse number 4. "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words a man's wisdom, but in what? Demonstration of the Spirit and of power. He came with the demonstration, power, and the Spirit of the Lord God. Came with demonstration of the power and came with the demonstration of the Spirit of God. He came demonstrating the mysteries, the unknown, casting out demonic spirit. He didn't sit on the floor, say to God, telling something to come out of people. Come out, come out, come out, come out. And four or five people sitting around while two speaking in tongues, somebody yelling, come out. He didn't need that. He stood back and he said, I command you in the name of the Lord, loose him, loose her. When he went into the graveyard and dealt with lunatic spirits, he commanded them. When he saw spirit, he took authority. He took authority over the spirit, and he commanded these spirits to loose and release people that was possessed with demons. We have a lot of people, you don't even know, possessed. Then you have people oppressed. We don't know the difference between a man that's oppressed or a man that's possessed. Because those are possum spirits. A possessed person can have a possum spirit in him. An oppressed person can cover it up with makeup, lipstick, and all of the other amenities and clothes and can be the biggest oppressed person. That's why you see leaders, great leaders, I don't want to use his name, who was a great powerful preacher at a powerful church in Florida, found in a hotel in New York, dead of drugs because he was oppressed. And then the spirit possessed them because people were so fixated on the gifts and the power of the gifting. Ooh, ooh, they look good. Ooh, they flow. Ooh, powerful. But down inside, these people were dealing with issues. Powerful man like A.A. Allen, powerful preacher. We saw that. They saw the demonstration. Even saw some of the old video of him moving, but couldn't get past the spirit of oppression. And you have these people well known in the body, moving into these dimensions in the spirit realm, flowing in the kingdom of God to attain this type of power in the spirit realm. The enemy will attack you. If some of you all, you want this next dimension in the Lord. Oh, God, I want to be in the next dimension. Well, you can't even move to a level. You want to, oh, God, take me to the next dimension. You won't even sit down and understand what the word dimension is. The expansion. Oh, God, God is speaking to you. You won't even follow instruction of leadership. You won't follow leadership. But the Lord is taking you to these great heights, width and depth. He visits you. But you don't have the heart and the authority to follow instructions. We as believers must understand what is before us. I told even when you're ministering the word of God, the kingdom of God at hand now, and what he's revealing to his people right now is very critical now. I told leadership, even in my traveling, being among the other pastors and men and women of God, we as believers cannot wear ourselves down. The enemy is wearing people down, pushing you to the extreme. We'll spend more time promoting titles than promoting the presence of the Lord God. I'm apostle. I'm bishop. I'm now archbishop. I'm now archapostle. I'm now archbishop. We're promoting all of these titles, and we don't even know where they come from. Just like you got the word archangel, you have archbishop. That they're there at the level of the angel, archangel, arch. But we don't even have power to stop demonic spirits that are in operation. If you think you saw Walking Dead on TV and zombies on TV, wait till you see it in real time. Wait till you see it on train driving down the street. Because if you have been in the spirit realm, most of us now, you can actually sit and see a spirit, those spirits right in people. And they fear you. The spirits fear you because you know them. What did the spirit say to Jesus when he came into the city? You come to torment us too soon. And they had to get permission from him to go where? Into pigs. And then the pigs dive into the ocean, into the marine realm. What are you watching? You watching things that have been unloosed from the sea realm that you ain't never saw in this age, but they've been talking about it in movies. Why? Because these ancient spirits operate in Hollywood, television, which means teleporting. They let you see all of these things before it happened. But you were sitting there watching, laughing at the theater. Now you're watching it in real time. The unknown, the mysterious of the world. You're watching many experiments. And here it is. In the world, we have a monkey virus. And look at what the demonic Nephilim doing. What are they saying? We made a monkey of you all. We made a monkey of the people. We made a monkey of the world. This is what we did. Now we call it a virus, a monkey virus. We made a monkey through a virus. You want me to break it down? We made a monkey through a virus. And here we are, people that I caught the monkey virus, and you're going to be clowning in 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. And that's what they're saying. We caught coronavirus. Corona, it means a crown. It means in the brain of the gene is a light. And it covers the crown if you study it. But people don't study science and research. A friend of mine told me, a colleague, I call him a colleague, said, we can't mix government and religion together. I said, well, you ain't been reading your Bible. Let me take you to the scripture. Let me help you out. Well, you know, government, church, and I said, stop. Yeah, I don't even let people put that in my church. So stop. Let me take you over to the Word of God. You ready? Let me take you over there. Go over with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9, verse number 5. For every battle of a warrior is with confused noise. The garments were rolled in blood, but this should be the burning fuse of fire. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Where are we going with this conversation? Well, we're not going into no well. I already deal deep in the well. See, what we're dealing with, you're talking this foolishness. You need to understand the government of the world. We need to understand who's ruling the world. If the government is telling you, your church, what you should do, we should be involved in the government of the world. Don't stop letting people who are decoys tell you stuff that about government. Paul even talks about it in church. We as believers, Davidic lineage is the government. What did you say to them? What did you, here we got all through 2020 and 2021. What did the people say? Oh, obey them that rule over you. Wait a minute. You just said to me that we should have separation. The government, we should put government in politics. But they told you we should obey those that rule over you. Who's the ruler? See, you didn't even understand what that scripture was talking about anyway. People throwing scriptures out here, don't even know the content of it, don't even know the events that Paul was speaking of. But we're throwing things out. Obey what government? Jesus, Yeshua, the kingdom of God has a totally different government. You go over to Rome, Italy, you go over to Mexico, you see the Catholic Church run there. That's their own government. The Vatican has their own police department. They have their own government. Just like the United States have their own government. They rule. And you, only thing you're doing is ruling your pen and your pocket and your wallet. The kingdom of God, we have power in the spiritual realm. We have power in the natural realm. We're the decision makers of the world. And we have all of these immature saints who wants to be apostles and prophets and calling themselves, running around with a cubic zirconia ring on, calling it a diamond ring, a bishop ring, an apostle ring. And they got the real thing over in the Vatican. But we want to wear the chain and wear the ring, but we'll kiss a man on the ring and betray him. Now we got every woman in the world becoming a prophet, an apostle, a bishop. All of these positions. I was talking to one of my sisters in the Lord. She's trying to persuade me about the apostleship and the bishopric. I just listen. When they get done talking, I got to keep moving. All I do is listen and keep moving. That's what the Lord wants you to be, so be it. You know why? Because in the kingdom of God, the word of God to help those sisters that labor among them. So we help them all. Now, that's for you to make sure your household is in order. And if not, that's your decision. Why? Because everything is out of order. Let me read on down where I was up with that particular scripture. Verse number, and my speech, my preaching was not with enticing words of man, wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but what? But in the power of God. Some battles and some wars and things we're faced with in the kingdom of God and the body of Christ, there's certain things as believers we need to know as believers. Is this worth the fight? Because the confusion that is in the land now and we're watching in the land now has caused a mental breakdown of many people. There are many people that are one step from totally losing their mind. You already have people that are dealing with a nervous breakdown. Why? Because they crossed over and opened up spiritual spirit that was never supposed to have been open. You walked into a certain position in the kingdom of God that you never were supposed to be in. You took on titles that never you were never supposed to have. But because somebody got in your ear, we go with the ear again, and told you what you were. You didn't know what you were, but told you what you were. You following what somebody told you, not what God ordained you to be, but what somebody told you to be. And here we are, a world full of confused people operating under the belt of a title and does not have the experience, neither the knowledge, neither the wisdom to be able to operate in it. And there you see other people in the body being what? Deceived among the diseased. Deceived. And it's easy to say, to call somebody false prophet, false apostle. No, it's people who came among us. As Paul was saying, I didn't come for any of those things but to preach Jesus and the word of God and to tell the people about his word and the teaching of the word of the Lord God. Let's move down to verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. Now, here's where the presence of God kicks in, that the believers may understand the sacred things of God and the secret things of God and the mystery of the kingdom of God through his word. Verse number 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. We speak from a place where the word of God, we're revealing things before the world was formed. Now, I went ahead. When we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom of God, which God ordained before the world, unto our glory, ordained before the world unto our glory. So we're speaking the things of the Lord God to the world or to the people of the world way before the world was formed. And that's why enemy has created illegal indictments against people of God. And those weak people of God are falling for it. But many people don't. You will know those who are truly strong enough in the kingdom of God. You'll know. 2019, actually between year 2000 and 2022, the last 22 years determined many people who were in position. Look at some of the people who started off in 2000 and where they're at in 2022. Many people started off, and the word of God said, who hindered you? Who came in and deceive you. You standing up for the kingdom of God. People turning on you because of what? You won't even go along with their plan. You won't go along with their system. You won't follow the spirit of deception. Who hindered you? What hindered you along the way? We as believers have to know what's before and what's going on. Here's what the word of the Lord God said in verse number 7 again, before we even move over to 8. Look what he said. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. What did he do? Before the world was formed, he prepared this for us, unto our glory. And even then, before they became, before they got turned to another spirit, which none of the princes of this world knew. In other words, those fallen angels, those princes that are in principality and power and ruler of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, they didn't even know. For had they knew, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. They can't stand against the power of God's people. You, the body, most of us, we have more power than you ever would imagine. If the believers would have not followed pagan systems and ancient demonic forces, you have power you didn't even know you had. If you stand up against some of this stuff, stand tall on the word of God, you would be blown away to the authority you have. You don't have to get in no box and lay down and worship. You ain't got to get in no casket and put no scarf around somebody's leg and over their eyes. You speak the word of God, and you tap into the spiritual things of the kingdom of God, and you have power you never thought you had. You operate in places you never thought you operate in. God will let you speak. He'll let you move into the future. Right now, you already in the future. You're years down the road. You go to USA Today. What did USA Today say yesterday? Queen Elizabeth, she can't make the 1,000-mile journey. That was cold right there, 1,000-mile journey. Your 24 hours is 1,000 years. If she can't go the 1,000 years, what is God saying? I'm turning things in the favor of the people. I'm just breaking cold down so you can understand. And Mother Elizabeth can't go this 1,000 miles to lay hands on a premier, a new prime minister. You know she's in her farewell address. But the people don't understand. Getting to Scotland, that's where she needs to go. The Scottish Rite, Scotland Yard. All of these things, you know why? Because we're busy trying to get a $20 seed offering. We're trying to busy promote our own. And I'm breaking codes down. And you know who getting all the codes? Government. CIA. FBI. Secret society. High-ranking countries. While the church is still trying to get a $5 offering. You follow what I'm saying? Because the warped mind of the people, Googling a new title, emailing. A new position. I'm part of this organization. Running behind doctrines of the devil. Doctrines of Baal. What are they teaching that organization? What do they believe in? Only the culture who have been miseducated and does not have the knowledge, but actually have the secrets that are being deceived. We've been trained generationally. If that was you on January 6th getting to the Capitol, we would have had a massacre. Then they only say they're inciting them. Why? Because they already know. You've been trained. You've been taught who to get behind. You've been taught who to vote for. You've been trained what to do. But you've been controlled. But if you stand up against the opposition or the status quo, then you consider a heretic in the church, and you would consider a traitor in the political world. But then you still revealing to them the secret, and all of the Nicodemus come to you at night wanting to know, we have not seen such authority and power that you operated. Where did this come from? But the rest are subject to the ancient Nimrod system. Why? Because that demonic spirit has always reigned. We invest in land. I mean, we invest in countries that told us Israel is over in Israel. But it became a state. That's where drew them there. And if you actually study the site and the location, it ain't even biblically the actual site or the location where everybody's standing at. Why? Because we don't have the knowledge. We go along with what people tell us. We're following the instructions of a system. I just sent out some pertinent information about the military army of the 1930s and 40s. They kept kids in foreign countries. Here we are, over in foreign countries, fighting for the United States of America. Black military people, white military people. We're in foreign countries. You can go to my Facebook page. It's proven. It's in history. We get treated well by foreign countries, and then the people who would fight war with us found out that blacks were in bars and enjoying the amenity of the foreign country and came in to start a fight. These are black, these are white military people, and the same people, what we fight for this country. It's good. Google it. I put it on my page again so you can understand what you're dealing with. In the systems of the world would not stand up. People won't stand for nothing. They'll compromise. Jezebel can get in some people's ear and deceive you because you ain't heard the word of God. We're fighting for something that's already yours in the spirit realm and in the natural. The body of Christ. God is revealing so many things to us in the world. He this man, he apostle. Last week, he was at the conference over the weekend, ministering the word of God, sharing the word of God. You brought some leaders and met with me. We want to ask you the question, like, you know, possible. You got so many churches out there. How do we get this kind of, you prophesy to every person. All of my leaders, you hit dates and times right in the meeting. How do God give you that kind of, how do you able to flow, sir? Prayer, meditation, and then prayer. Of God. Get it in the presence of God. But now you're an apostle. We revealing to God's people. The woman of God, you gave the exact year. Tell me, woman of God. Did you tell the man of God? Yes, I did. Only you knew that. Only we knew that. You never saw the woman of God. Come here, a man of God. You're revealing the things. But everybody got these powerful titles and positions. Title bound, but not glorified. We have to be able as believers to know the word of God. Not by what somebody told you, but by having the knowledge of the things of the Lord God. So many things have been revealed to us, but because we've been indoctrinated by systematic theology and systemic racism, and the list goes on. We're out of order in our human body. The human body is not operating in the order for which God designed it to be. Why? Because people are out of order. And the body is out of, we're not in the divine will of God. You tell some people, you say to some people, man of God, woman of God, your body is not in alignment. You tell them. Then you go and speak prophetically to them. You tell them what the Lord is saying to them about their condition. They'll never believe you're out of, your body is out of alignment because somebody prophesied into your life an illegal word of the word that does not speak to eternity concerning your life. It didn't make sense to some people, but it's starting to make sense to a lot of people. You can't let a proper tear give him access to the DNA of you and tell you, thus says the Lord. Now listen to this. Thus says the Lord, an incorrect word, because what he or she is open to you is their deity, God. They're speaking into your codes, into what God said when he told you who you were on the foundation. Now you run it around in your central nervous system and your peripheral, following a system of somebody's word that replaced the DNA in your life. And you're trying to be something that the DNA in you does not approve. Your body has not been approved for that. And that's why you have so many people who cannot walk in wealth, cannot walk in riches, because that spirit of a impoverished demonic force entered into you, and you can't even get to the place of the kingdom of God. And then you get jealous of somebody else who God is blessing, and you wonder why you can't be blessed, because you let a impoverished demonic spirit have access to your body and your life, and you can never be where you are. I'm preaching today. So I'm breaking things down so people can understand. And that person ain't going nowhere themselves. And you gave them access to your life. And you wonder why you're going, why am I going from place to place? And I'm a vagabond spirit because you let a vagabond have access to you. Let me take you to the word and show you. Go with me, and I'm going to be done today. Go with me to the book of chapter number 16. Actually, it's going to be past 16. The book of Acts. Some people need to understand Acts, the book of Acts is simply the book of action. The action of the Holy Spirit. Here's Paul preaching again, chapter number 19. Here's Paul preaching. Paul is ministering a powerful word in Ephesians. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for a space. Now, when you look at the word space, if I take you to John chapter 14 and I read John chapter 14 and say to you, the word of the Lord, I said, let me give you an example of space. Now the word space here in the actual Greek, if you read it from John chapter 14, when the word of God said, "In my Father's house are many mansions," the actual Greek word means space. Okay, let me bring it back here so you can understand. So when you hear the word "in my Father's house are many mansions," that means many spaces or many dimensions. A space covers a dimension. It covers a square footage. It covers a place, a measurement. So here's what he said. And Paul went into the synagogue and spake boldly for a space of 3 months, disputing, persuading the things concerning the kingdom of what? God. But when divers, now, people who talk about speaking in tongues, when divers were hardened, divers kinds of tongues. We went to Acts chapter 2. We didn't graduate from Acts chapter 2. We made it a language from a feast. The feast of Pentecost, we made it a doctrine, and we couldn't get past that. We couldn't get to the document because we made a doctrine, and we took the doctrine and left the documents behind. I'm teaching today because we're breaking down all of these religious barriers that people have been following for years and years, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers, now listen to this, divers were hardened. Now, you hear the scripture talk about divers tongues. Divers were harder. In other words, different backgrounds, different languages were hardened. And believe not what spake evil of the ways before the multitude. He departed from them. What did he do? He did not sit in churches with people and folks and try to persuade people who don't want you. Why would you hold people in your ministry who don't want to follow your instruction and let them poison the rest of the people? You need to stay, man, look, enjoy yourself. You know what I told about 50 preachers, pastors, apostles, and prophets on Saturday? I said, I don't pastor people. I pastor God's purpose. When I'm done pastoring your purpose, when you decide to leave, you God's people. I pastor purpose. These ain't my people. Peter said, well, those are my people. They're your people. You're pastoring God's purpose. And these are his people. Moses found that out. Look at the anointing on Moses. The word of the Lord God said, the anointing, Moses was a meek man. The anointing on Moses, he transferred over to those, to the 70. The book of Numbers. Go over to the book of Numbers. Chapter 12. The power was on them. Then Miriam and Aaron wanted to dispute, wanted to go against Moses because he made an Ethiopian woman. And what a guy. He struck him with leprosy because they didn't understand. They tried to go up against Moses. You know what? You got a lot of people with leprosy, I mean unclean. They came against the leadership. They wonder what they're going through now. But they put their mouth on the man of God, the woman of God. Let me finish reading this. I'm just releasing it to say to God so you can understand. You just have to understand the power. So I told him, you wearing yourself down, worrying about people who don't want the oil on your life. They don't want the oil on your life. They're not there for what God has for you to give them. They're distractions. They're causing confusion. They keep the mess going. You sit there, and then you huffing and puffing at night. Oh, Lord, I don't want them to leave. Get up out of here. Let them go. Because as soon as you let go of the poison, God is in a presence. Oh, my God. Look, Lord. Somebody better write that down. As soon as you let that poison go, God is in a presence in that. Paul did not sit there. When they act a fool, he said, let me get up out of here. Let me go where people will celebrate you and not tolerate you. Then I'm talking to other pastors. They're hurting. They're angry. So you can't. Instead of man of God, whatever this is that you housing in you right now, I forgave them. I said, you're housing something against some people in your people. And then you can hear people, ooh. You got to get, it's on you. You can't go any further. I did the prophetic gathering. You have to release that. Tears falling out of that. You holding on. You got people who left the ministry. You were holding on to people, trying to get them to believe in you when God already believed in you. You've been anointed to do what you do. You've been appointed to do what you do. There's a sound for your voice. There are people assigned to your voice. Just like the marine realm, I give you dominion over what? The fowl of the air. I give you dominion over what? The fish of the sea. I give you dominion over the marine realm. Do you know you can be in a place in God where every animal can respond to you and obey? There's a place in God where you could command serpents, snakes, who are poisonous to not be poisonous. You can speak to the ocean and the rivers and fish of the sea. They will obey. People don't talk about that. You're talking to humans that won't even obey or follow instructions. Because you want the coins out in the man mouth, but you can get the coin in the fish mouth. God have people that are selected to bless your ministry and to sponsor your anointing. Let's read on down. Here's what he said in verse 10. When divers were hard and believed not, but spake evil in the ways of the multitude, he departed from them and separated, disputing, and daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued what? For the space, here we go again, the space of what? 2 years. So he was preaching for 3 months. And they didn't want him, and God opened up a door. He was preaching for 2 years. So the all they which dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, both Jews and Greeks. So they all heard. So you were in a synagogue teaching, and they didn't receive you. God said, leave it, and gave you another realm in the space, and you're preaching all over the world to what? Greeks, Jews, nations, the word of God, for 2 years, touching the line. And here's what he said, verse 11, and God wrought or given, brought special miracles by the hand of Paul. So from his body, he had that anointing that Moses had. Moses' body was so anointed that that anointing fell on his 70 elders. That wrought unto them a sick of handkerchief and apron, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Disease departed, evil spirit went out. They moved you from the church and gave you corona and put it in your, and gave you the, and gave it to you in your life and told you to take the shot. Just look at the power of the presence of God on Paul. He was able to operate in that level of the spirit, that space, that dimension. He was able to flow in that spiritual dimension in the kingdom. He became the kingdom for the kingdom. People become entitled in the kingdom. You have to become the kingdom to handle the kingdom. And people don't even know how to handle the kingdom. Move on down. So that from his body were brought unto him the sick handkerchief and apron. In just his presence, people would heal. Demons were cast out of them. Deliverance went forth. Oh, don't know nothing about deliverance, but you are sitting there. I told you. Many people standing around. Thank you, Jesus. 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 And you tell them, come out, come out. You're going to be tired. Y'all going to all go to the hotel. Then you're going to go eat some food, gain some weight, go to the hotel and be tired. Command that spirit to come out. And the rest of them, sit down. You ain't got no oil over you. You didn't party all night and day. When the real intercessors and the real people are in the presence of God, you entertaining folks. And then, you know, this is powerful. Because I tell people, you got to understand the warfare that I'm under. So when the pastor, when the service was over, we were talking. And I was talking to the man of God, I could say that. We were sharing. I was explaining to him the spiritual wealth is far greater than what people are talking about and expounding on and even talking about. So he says to me, man of God, he said, the way you flow, you didn't stop and ask anybody, is that from the Lord? You knew what you said. You said you spoke with authority. You prophesied with authority. Everybody who would, that came from other states that with, came with them, he said, we all knew the year. We all knew what the woman of God went through. Then you got one, you know, you got what we call professional fallout. Let me tell you something, Pastor White, Lady Brown, when that lady fell out, I said, get her up. Get up. I said, get up. Right in the middle of the cap. I said, get up. I said, ma'am, look at it. I command that spirit to loose you. Get up again. We ain't through. Then when that weight fell off her, because everybody started. Matter of fact, the lady behind me, she said, did you see that thing? Did you see that thing came off? You could see the presence of that spirit that was on her. Come on. You could see it go in the air. It went in the air. You could see it right in the building. Why? Because you ain't got time to play with these spirits. You have to go straight at the spirit. I'm going to tell you, the spirit that was on her was so heavy, you could see the presence lift off. It lift off. Now she could let her lay in a chair, or if she want to lay on the floor, let her lay on the floor. Let me be no doubt. So that from his body he brought unto them the sick of handkerchief and apron, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit did what? Went out of her. The disease departed, and the evil spirit went out of her. Because when you have a disease, a disease will create a disease. It's a difference between possession and oppression. A lot of people ain't possessed, they oppress. The devil will oppress you, then you open up the door so he can possess you. We don't know. Then certain other vagabonds, now this is for somebody who I was sharing with earlier today, certain vagabonds, Jews, exorcists, took upon themselves to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus and Paul preached. Now you have counterfeits. Now this is for somebody who always talk about people that are counterfeits. You have counterfeits who watch what you do and trying to perform from your frequency but don't have power from eternity. Preach, Matthew. Please say it again. They try to perform from your frequency, but they don't even have power from eternity to even do what you do. And a couple say they're not even in the sky. They're not even in the spiritual realm that you're in. And we wonder why we're going around, wonder why spirits are attacking us. But you let immature spirits that are vagabonds, those spirits are attacking you. You're going deeper. So they call over evil spirits. Let me say it again. Then certain of the vagabond, look up the word vagabond. You'll understand. Vagabond, Jews, exorcists. These are Catholic Church. That's the Catholic term right there. We call it exorcist. That's why I told you. When you read the word of God, you can see all of this catholicism. That's what they call it, exorcists. People who do deliverance, they call them exorcists. We call it deliverance. Now, then you hear the body cry, he's an exorcist? That ain't God. It is in the word right there. Stop it. Stop it, young man. You need to go sit your tail down and understand. Deliverance is the same thing as exorcist. That's what they use in the Catholic Church. It's called exorcist. And when your pastor get done wearing that ancient Catholic garment he got on, he's using the same thing. So go sit yourself down and do some study. Let me read on that. There's certain of the vagabond Jews and exorcists took upon themselves to call over them which had what evil spirits in the name of the Lord. What do? They called over the spirit. Yeshua didn't have to call over a spirit. The spirits recognize it. And you look at the word of God, every spirit recognizes it. You got people calling over spirits, and spirits wicked, and they got to call them over. But there are people who already know the spirit will come over. I'm giving y'all some revelation here. Then we adjure you by Jesus, which Paul preached, and there were seven sons, one of Sceva. Now, did you hear that? Look at what the word of God. There were seven sons of Sceva. No, there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, the Sanhedrin priests, which did so. And here's what happened. And the evil spirit answered and said, the spirit of Yeshua, we know, as Moses did in Numbers, he gave the anointed on Moses, fell on his son, disciple, or on his those who followed him, the 70, Elijah, it fell on them. all we know, who are you? And the men, let me just take it back. And the man in whom the evil spirit leaped on them. Look at this. One man, spirit leaped on all of them. Gotta be careful dealing with these spirits. One spirit, one man, that spirit leaped on all of us. Let me say that again. That one person, that one man, all of them spirits jumped out of them, out of him, and fell on all of them. Leaped on all of them and overcame them. They didn't overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That spirit overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. That's why you see people wounded. You see people naked because them spirits jumps on them. I'm a deliverance ministry. I cast out demons, okay? Let me tell you something. You're casting out demons, and you can't get that Jason out of you. There's a presence of God. There's a space that God wants his people in. Why is this spirit attacking me? Why do I constantly deal with this certain kind of demonic force? Then the next morning, I get a call from my hotel. I'm just sharing for the sake. Get a call from over. Father Matthew, yes, sir. We want to make, man of God, we want to, there's a certain person who sees something, God moved, and we want to share with it. So not right now. I'm rested. I was rested. I'll catch y'all later. We'll catch y'all later afternoon. Then we meet. What happened? I told the lady right in the service that night. I said, in the self-same hour, what you're dealing with right now, the Spirit of God said he's doing it in your house. The same self-same hour Jesus did when he the centurion man was healed, that self-same hour. I said, ma'am, you came here. But really, you came here because what God is doing in your house right now. This very moment where you at right now, the Lord showed me that very moment at your house. Get up. I mean, we ain't letting people fall out for that. We ain't falling out of shit. Get up, back up. The self-same moment. Why? Because that's a spiritual dimension you're tapping into. You ain't got to run to nobody's house. You ain't got to go to no hospital. You ain't got to jump in a plane. You speak the word. The word, you have the word in you. You got people being overcome by other people's words and not have the power to use their word. Speak the word of God. Decree the word of God. Get into what did Joshua say? He said, meditate on the word of God. Because some people won't give God 20 minutes. You won't give God an hour. You won't give God 2 hours because you're busybody. You want to be the first person on Facebook to hit like and put your name up there that you'll be number one and won't even get into the presence of the Lord. And then half of the people you putting like on, you don't even like the person anymore. You just want that attention-seeking spirit. You got people with attention-seeking spirit. Oh. That's what some things I didn't even do on social media. I just left it alone. The lady over in England inboxed me on Messenger. But Matthew, we don't even see you on there. When are you going to come? When are you going to do a drive-by? You know why? Because I'm downloading information for this month so I can reveal to people the farewell address of certain people. So I won't miss the date and time. Why? Because while I was ministering, there was demonic attacks in my home. They sent agents to my home to put a wiretap around my house. They wiretapped my house. I gave some pictures to people, see what they did. They wiretapped my house. See? They didn't even know. So, you see, that's why I tell people, you got to be in the place of God. Go home, put a wiretap, connect it to the internet of my house, open up my basement, house, tell you. See? And then I'm dealing with all this foolishness of people. So what did the Holy Ghost say? Shut it down for a season. Close out. Get before me. What I'm doing when I come out, I'm going to take out all your enemies. Everybody that got it, because God is coming through with it. Y'all better hear me. All of those, God is going to come through people. He's coming through some houses. He coming through. See, this month, he's going to come through this month. Like a rocket. Boom, 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 boom. Step back, Prophet Matthew. You don't want to be wore out. You're being mentally fatigued. You're being burnt out. Step back. Step away. Step away. Let me handle this. You're trying to fight this in your own strength. You can't fight this in your strength. You're losing strength trying to fight it in your strength. I give you prophetic intelligence. I need you to be right back in your place. You know why? Because I need you to be, I'm changing the dichotomy of things now, the dynamics of things. Because where I'm taking the kingdom of God and the men and women of God, I can't let you be wore down by superficial stuff. This is all of this superficial thing. You, the enemy will wear you out. You have people that have been wore down right now. They already wore out. And they don't have no synergy because they wore out. You're trying to fight a natural. You're trying to fight a natural person, and this thing is spiritual. This is a spiritual battle. You're trying to actually fight something that's spiritual in the natural. Some people are possessed. They're possessed. And you got people that are possessed. Oppressed. You're tapping into the spiritual realm. Being wore down with stuff that you give that to me. Cut the cord to that. I'm going to show you people who really needed you. I'm going to show you people who was operating and living off your oil. I'm going to show you the power and authority you were under. Cut the cord. Show you. Let them step out of that river. Let them go out there. You know why? Because when you operate in the presence of God and you operate in the things of God, the Lord has his hand on your life. Let me tell you something. There's people can put their mouths on you, but they can't operate in your presence. There are people that can do, they can set every trap for you, but you are not going to the trap. Haman set up his own trap. People set traps for you, and they'll get captured by their own trap. They're the enemy. They're an assignment against the men and women of God. It's just now you come into the knowledge of what it is so you can know how to operate in the presence of God. What did the word of the Lord God say over in First Corinthians? Had the prince of the air known who the Lord of glory was, the Lord of glory, they were not crucified. Their people right now, they would have wished they never did what they done to you, and even me. Because had they known who you were, they would have not said, they would not opened their mouth, they would have not done anything, they would have left it alone, the Lord of glory. But as it is written, now let me take you into a spiritual dimension, in the spirit realm. As it is written, before the foundation, eye had not seen, ear had not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the seed for which God has prepared for them who love him. There's a level in the spiritual realm of the kingdom of God that he has his people in. And he's taking you into that spiritual dimension. He finished this up. The evil spirit overcame them and prevailed against them. And this was known to what all the Jews, the Greeks, that dwell in Ephesus. And fear fell on all of them, and the name of the Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach, was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Why? Why? Because they recognized, you know what? This Paul that you all didn't ordain an apostle, but was an apostle of the Lord, didn't need a title. He was already authorized through the space in the presence of God. They came and confessed, look, you know what? I apologize. We're sorry. We the power and the authority that you operate. Who were the ones that came? Those who believed and confessed. Who? The ones who were in the synagogue recognized. Man, we better get this together. Man, you ain't gotta worry about nobody. You ain't gotta put nothing on social media. You ain't gotta give no report to the scribe. You ain't got to give nothing to the gossipers. You ain't got to tell anybody anything. Do the work and keep it moving. People can't stop you with their mouth. You know how they can stop you? By getting in your mind. They can't stop you with their mouth. Let them get in your mind. They can stop you because you'll be dealing with that foolishness. With the anointing on your life, they can't stop you with their mouth. Your frequency is from eternity to control humanity. Their frequency going to other people who are empty. Whew, preaching, man. I'm teaching today. You're changing the end and the things of the Lord God. While you're traveling, they're rattling and gossiping. You want to say it again? While you're traveling, they're rambling and gossiping and rambling. While they're doing what? What did he say? While they're calling over evil spirits, God is sending you in the present to deliver the region from evil spirits. While they're competing, you're completing the process because of the anointing on your life. While they're being attacked in their body, God is anointing your body to carry sacred codes. You'll know the difference between those who are anointed and those who are gifted and those that are witches. Good God Almighty, I felt that in my spirit. Oh, shut up. You'll know the difference. You'll know those who are anointed, those who are gifted, and those who are witches. You'll know. Because he who endured to the end shall be saved. You'll know the difference in the presence of God. You'll know when you're taking on the infirmity of those that are weak. You'll know what you're dealing with. The battle, this battle that is not yours. This is the Lord. You're standing in his stead. That's why you're little gods. You're standing in his stead. You're not little titles. You're little God. You're standing in the presence of the spirit of the Lord God. As I told people, I'm a governmental prophet. The season, I'm in total governmental. I'm in a different realm. So all this other stuff that I had to deal with, no, just pass it to some of the cadets. I don't mean it in a negative term, because he's taking, you can't keep digressing to deal with somebody that need to go to CVS or Walmart or Walgreens and get a toenail clipper and cut the toenail that's hanging and making your feet itch. God have you in a total different dimension. And most people who are in a total different dimension, your warfare is horrendous because you're not willing to let go that next, that level that God is taking you. The next, you're not willing to let go the old so you can walk into the new dimension in the kingdom of God. Because you keep dealing, you keep going back to the same old places where God had graduated you from. And the places that you haven't graduated from, is that you graduated from, is frustrating you. They wouldn't even cross over in this graduation class with you. I've been teaching, it's time to graduate. And more people that are following me on social media and are watching and following the graduation, teaching. Some people have not graduated. Because they're letting rejection, bitterness, their past. And do you know what? If I go down my rap sheet, if I keep going to my rap sheet, I'll never be able to rap, stay in the place of rapping the anointing. If I keep going on what somebody said about 2012 and 29 and 28 and 2014 and whatever they created, because you know most gossipers make it sound like in real time, they make it sound like what you did today, they'll sit in front of you and get your ear and they'll make it sound like something 20 years ago, sounding like it happened just the other day. Woo, really? Woo. You'd be like, yeah, I'm telling you. And that'd be stuff 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Why? Because, see, empty people love full mess. Full people don't let mess get into them. They move to the next dimension in the kingdom of God. Because when you're moving this spiritual dimension, there's a place. Look at what Paul did. He preached, and then those priests, they were priests, the chief priests, came over trying to do the same thing he did. Look what's going on. In the Jesuit order in the Catholic Church. Look at right now what's going on. Look what happened. Now you have the Jesuit order realize the $100 million that they supposed to give to the slave, what they did to slavery. And 20 years ago, they had to give $600 million for sexual abusing boys, and the list went on, and they had to cover up the rest. Then the slaves who y'all treated wrong hundreds of years ago, 200 years ago, you're going to create a fund. Now watch this, saint of God. They're going to create a fund and say they're going to raise $100 million, and they haven't reached the goal, and that's why God is judging them right now. The judgment of God is on them right now until they get it right. What they doing? Okay, we're gonna try to put a pope in there, a black pope, so we can fulfill. That ain't gonna work. You can put all the popes you want, the pompas you want. The two you already got one that you got over in your sacred lodge over there. He in his 90s. Then you have the one from Argentina who already messed up. He's tired. Then you want to create another. So what, you gonna have three popes? Then you gonna have a royal family that's empty. Mother Elizabeth can't go lay hands on the next prime minister, so they have to send status. Well, let's bring it to her. Bring them all in. See, you got two brothers already in confusion. They shifted. One decided that, well, since my other brother, he left, they try to position me. I'm not ready, so let me just go ahead and go private life. Now, come on in, Esther. the same King Ahasuerus in his house, because he was a drunk stupor, and Haman sitting in the castle over there. Get Haman out of the castle, y'all will be all right. Get that ancient spirit out of there. The president already let the people know in 2020 when he went and stood in front of the Episcopal building, he already gave you the sign. Why? Because Mordecai set the gate. He was sitting at the gate trying to tell y'all all was going on. Y'all didn't try to whip him. He was a Mordecai sitting at the gate. He already left the White House and went outside the gate. I'm just trying to tell you, if you read Esther, you see the same thing happening here. You understand exactly the details. You got to remember, two years before that, Meghan Markle was one of the 5,000 women that came before Harry, and he chose her. But Mother Elizabeth and the rest of them wanted their ancient deity. See, I'm trying to just let y'all know what's going on. All of this stuff was going on while they were giving y'all a disease. They were doing their secrets. They were doing their secret sin and carnal weaknesses. All of this playing. Preparing to take over the throne. So the Caribbean islands can shift. You remember? Now, if you go back to April 4th, y'all can Google this, so you can go back to April. No, question. Go back to April the 9th, 2021, when Queen Elizabeth's husband passed at 99. Look at what happened in the island, the Caribbean island. I can't remember the name of the island. That a volcano erupted, sending 6 miles of ashes in the air. Why? Because that ancient marine realm exploded. I'm just trying to help y'all out. And they were coming, oh, a volcano here. No, when that man left, them ancient spirits, ancient Nephilim, them ancient spirits that was in operation those 99 years. Could not do what they wanted to do. And he had to move out of England. He had to move from that Scottish wife. He had to move from that realm. And he took his family, went 6,000 miles away over to California with his wife and their little son. And then they had another child. And then they met with Oprah Winfrey and started revealing the secret. And they didn't give all the details. Everybody knew, all of them, the noble birthing, the high-ranking families of the world knew that was the rise and the fall of those ancient families. 2022. That's why they do it now. And they had the audacity to go to give y'all a monkey flu. A monkey disease. Because he said, well, we couldn't do anywhere. We just might try one more thing. Let's call it a disease that everybody's going to clown. Let's give them a clowning disease. We didn't pull it out. Look at the pharmaceutical industry. They're going up against each other. Look at all this stuff coming out. Everything's coming out now. Laws. All of this stuff is coming out now. Yeah, because we gave y'all. You don't even hear about Black Lives Matter too much anymore, do y'all? Y'all don't hear. You know why? Because they were dealing with the universe. Black matter. And then they gave it to a perverted people. Let them run it. And then come we marching for Black Lives Matter. No, you were trying to mess with the universe and human life. Black matter. The dark realm. They were using human life to do their experiment. And we fell for it. And they could not reach their goal. Dr. Fauci from the Jesuits, Bill Gates, Jesuit, the Rothschild family, Jesuit, he passed away, 57, go Google that too, in February of 2021. Other sons, y'all didn't know all this stuff. I'm just trying to bring y'all up to speed so y'all can know. You see how those sons, those generational sons, why? Because To get that power, they had to sacrifice. And some of you, you don't understand what your mothers and fathers made secret. They made covenant with these secret societies, these Scottish rites. You don't even know. So you're wondering why things are happening. Some stuff you need to just renounce and denounce. Find out what you connected with. Some of you connected to husband spirits, wife spirits. You wonder why you can't get a husband, you can't get a wife, because you need Jesus sacrificed in your bloodline. The husband spirit ain't going to let you get a husband because it's in your bloodline. It's your DNA. A wife spirit, she ain't going to let you get married because she got that spirit in her. These are spiritual, these are demonic spirits that have made covenant. No, your son, your daughter, that's a sacrifice. So we have to send his marriage to chaos until we break it down. Look at some people. Some of the stuff I'm hearing about pastoring people, 30 years, 40 years, 47 years. What happened? The ancient spirit. Go down 40 years. Go 10 generations, 8 generations. I told the lady, all this stuff out, generational bloodline. Then she tried to talk. I said, man, please be quiet. I'm prophesying. I don't need you to tell me nothing. See, you got to be to me. I ain't like everybody else. Y'all get on Clubhouse and you're telling the people you're busy. No. Man, please be quiet. I'm prophesying. I'm in the spiritual dimension now. Shh. I don't need you to tell me the rest. I'm not even done prophesying. See that? You see how people get excited? Don't mess up what the Lord is doing. I'm taking you deeper than what you want to tell me. Because you have to be able to have authority over that spiritual realm. And she didn't know what she was doing. That spirit wanted to hide some of the stuff. No, let me finish. Because demonic principalities and power. You have to know what you forget. You're not dealing with a dimension. You're not dealing with just a neighborhood spirit. You're dealing with generational spirits that have been going through generations. Do you know what a dimension is? It's measured by the extent. It's measured by length, breadth, depth, height. A mode of the linear extension for which there are three in space and two of the surface, which correspond to the set coordinates specified by the position of a point dimension. You have to know where you are. You got people that are out of dimension, out of coordinate with God. They're out of their dimension. They only have power to influence people, but they don't have power to overtake demons. And demons can be in people, and people can be wearing them out. Y'all need to get this recording today so it can help you out. So you can know where you're at. And the dimension comes from the Latin word, means dimensi. It means measured out how much you move and function from the place of the Father. It moves you the limits of thought into the supernatural presence. If some people have to, if they have to study or that they have to get into meditation, they get headaches. They hear it start hurting. Why? Because areas of the brain you haven't even used yet. You haven't even thought. So you intense pressure in your mind. Ooh, my head is hurt. No, your head ain't hurt. You're tapping into areas that you have not used because religion have only limited you. Dimensions take you into the depth of who God has. You're tapping into the actual God in you to move into this presence. And you're going to have people, they ain't going to come and try to limit you. So it's easy to say, oh, you're an apostle. then, you know what? God told me I'm an apostle, man. You say your name is graduation, junior high school, okay? Don't go doing that. Well, I know what God told me. Okay, now here it is. You didn't lost your family because you tried to run into a dimension that you were not mature enough for. And then you got people, well, I gave up the apostleship. And then hold on. You did what? I gave up. You say, but you said God said it. No, I'm going to see. The kingdom of God needs authentic people who's able to deal with these forces. You're dealing with a spiritual realm. And in that spiritual realm, you need to be able to know the coordinate of all the depth, the height, and the width of where you are at in the kingdom of God. In other words, move beyond the jurisdiction into the geographical area. When you read the Old Testament, you hear them always talk about Egypt. What are they talking about? Egypt is known as bondage. Is really Egypt bondage? When Egyptiology studied the mysticism and the ancient presence of these great gods and powerful things that they built these pyramids in depth and width and height and dimension, but call it bondage. Then they give you Israel and call it the promised land. When all of the original information and data come from Semitic, Phoenician language, Arabic, and way before Arabic, the hieroglyphic writings of the Egyptiology to study. And then the Moors came in, they didn't have church. They were serving these ancient deities and taught them what true religion, I don't even say religion, to spiritual realm. And you go deeper and study the territories. There are people, isn't it interesting? You have the United States of America and a colonial district runs everything because they realize they don't have power over the United States. You know why? Because this land is ran by the ancestors of the Indians. They even knew that when they studied their own deity. That's why they took a little small town in the eastern part of the United States and they controlled, and they didn't call it the United States, they called it a district. You know why? Because they realized that the United States stole land. Just trying to help you out so you can understand history. And that's why they stayed over across the river over in, England. And Elizabeth know that. King James, before him, his family, all of them understood that. We want to steal the science. We want to steal the science and the research, and we want to steal the chemistry of the research, and we're going to give y'all the land. But we're going to control y'all with research and study. And the Catholic Church, they made agreement with the ancient Nephilim. I'm just trying to help you understand true religion and all this stuff they try to preach to you. Jesus. I'm going to leave that alone. Just trying to bring the people to understand. It's a little too deep for some of y'all today, but I hope you get it. To understand those secrets of the gospel. That was the gospel before the gospel. So you got to reprogram the mind of the people. You know why? Because should no one be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, fire baptized, ever operated in fear? Why? Because they don't have the love. Because we don't have love for each other. Yeah, love for each other, you wouldn't have fear. The greatest of these is love. Faith. fear. Fear gripped the people there. They took off running. Fear killed them. Fear killed more people than the virus. Get sick, and the enemy come into play, and you get fear. Then you get more sicker. Oh, I'm even feeling better. Why? Because you open up that realm. Your body is a divine messenger. You can heal your body. Speak to the organs. There's a spiritual dimension. You will never have to get sick. You can walk in the presence of any disease, and you never have to get sick. There's places you can move and operate in the spiritual dimension of God, and they don't want to tell you that. That's why the Jesuit order controlled pharmaceutical industry, and guess what? They're supposed to be the Catholic Church. They're supposed to be the universal church. They're supposed to be the people that heal people. Isn't that interesting? Jesuit order, pharmaceutical industry, Catholic Church. Come on now. Do that make sense? You're supposed to be the people that deliver the folk. You're the one creating all of this stuff. Habit. But guess what? It's coming out. Nothing can be held back now in this season. Everything is everything is coming. Matter of fact, it's not coming. It's already been revealed. It's manifested. The manifesto is being released. Way past what they call the dementia code. In the world, you got Mona Lisa, and you got that the most expensive art in the world, and you got the greatest art of the beauty of Egypt and the beauty of the continent. Isn't it interesting why they call Africa the jungle and then America the forest? You go into the forest, but they call it forest. But then you get in their country, they call them jungles. Isn't it interesting? You go over there, they jungle. The same thing they have over here. Oh, those are beautiful forests. They look beautiful. See, they don't have to use languages. And over there, beautiful country, but there's a jungle. Over here, they're the forest. They told you that in the 40s when they gave you, Tarzan, and then painted him up and made him dark and had him running through the jungle, called it jungle, when really they built a stage over here in America and filmed, and we were sold. So we have to be reprogrammed. We have to be reprogrammed. They gave you Wonder Woman when there was black women who went and defeated the army. Powerful women had power. Just like over there now. I don't know what country that is. Got a million women, strong, powerful, mighty. They don't even have to use the military, man. These women, weapons of mass destruction. Going to give you one woman, put all her secret armor on, and sold you the 70s. Why? Because we bought into it. You have to understand, if you go back and study the history, what people are saying is not biblical is more biblical than you think. I'm not going to be lost. They're following me. I don't have to follow them. They're researching me. They're studying my DNA. They're trying to figure out what I'm doing. I don't have to figure them out. They're sending their intelligent things. I don't have to worry about that. You wasting time putting the man next to me on the airplane. Don't worry about that. Why? Because had the prince of the air known who the Lord of glory was, they would not crucify the Lord of glory. You're tapping into a spiritual dimension. You're feared more than they. And they gave you fear. Now listen to this word. They gave you the word F-E-A-R, which is an ear. Then atmosphere, you operate in the atmosphere, and they want to bring you into an atmosphere. They want to cause fear to diminish your atmosphere that you're operating in. You're operating in a spiritual dimension, and you're moving into the unknown, but you're by yourself. So you'll feel like, man, I'm by myself. You ain't by yourself. You got an angelic force. When God said the Lord of hosts, angels are hosting every dimension you're in. You're controlling spiritual realm. You're going into neighborhoods and cities where demonic spirits can attack you. If a spirit come out, you open your mouth, that spirit will leave. And then other people going in there, folks are stopping them, robbing them, hijacking them, taking their cars. They can, you in a spiritual dimension. I hope you understand that. Then, don't go over in Inglewood. Don't go over in North Lawndale. They're over there criminal. And you can go over in that community, and the people will respond to you because your spiritual dimension. They have to submit to your authority. And the kingdom of God don't even know that. Are they a bunch of scary cats running around with titles and no oil? There's a difference between anointing, gifted, and witches. And those that are gifted in one place from being a witch. Those who are anointed know how to have the power and authority to submit themselves under the unction of God and to flow in the spiritual. Those who are gifted are operating in the gift of calling that comes without repentance. But the gift is taken away. The character can't keep them, and the witches have no power to move into any dimension. They can only obey and submit to the authority and the power of you. And they can do what they do based upon the ancient spirits that give them room, and they can only move. What is Satan doing? The word of God said he's going up and down, to and fro throughout the earth. He can go up and down, to and fro throughout the earth. What is it? From going what? From walking up and down. Look at what the spirit of the Lord got. He said his voice walk. Your voice can walk while the spirit of demons, they have to walk. Your voice can walk in spiritual dimension, where they have to actually walk in human. And that's why they have to call, that's why they can call other demonic spirits up. You have the power to project things into the spiritual realm and make it happen. And people are summoning you out. You haven't consulted anything. You consulted eternity. Saul consulted the witch of Endor, a consult. You intercession. You entered into the presence. He's consulting. Look at the people who are prophesying. They're consulting spirits. That's why they're asking you, is it and I'm on target? Because they're consulting the spirit in you. Y'all ain't ready for me. Let me leave y'all alone. Let me leave you folks alone. The man, what did he say? Sir, you ain't asked nothing. You just went straight into this. All right, because I don't have to consult the lady. Ma'am, is that what the Lord said? No, I already know the Lord said it. That's why I have to tell the other lady, please be quiet, ma'am. Please be quiet. Oh, okay. Thank you. Please be quiet. I'm minister. You trying to throw me out of the spiritual dimension. You didn't already been in intercession. They trying to consult spirit. Is that what the Lord said? Yeah. And then got you scared. You know your leg is healed. You go through the services, or you're going to go get that arthritis field and that medicine. When it come out in the name of the Lord. I'm just helping the people out. I'm just out being a little comical, too, but the spirits are being delivered. Let me end. Bless the saints today. We thank God for you. I hope this teaching helped you and brought something to you so you will understand what you're up against. People practicing on demons and playing with demons, and you have the power to cast the demons out. We're in a new month. Brace yourself for what's getting ready to come. Stay in that place. Everything that belongs to the kingdom of God has already been loosed. God is just unraveling it for you. And some, he's untangling it because you've been tangled up so long. Most of the people that you see are going back to the same old system. You go to some of the institutions, I call them institutions now, church is not an institution, you'll find out the same thing they've been doing. Before they left, in 2019, they're going back to the same old thing. You'll see the exact details of the same old organization, the same old movement, the same old thing. Nothing changed, just people changed. Another bishop came in. Another apostle came on the scene. Another prophet came on the scene. Another Jezebel rose up and overtook the man in the church. Another spirit up in the chain. Same old thing, because they didn't get it. They didn't change their posture. so they can get into the presence. That's why many churches will not recover, because they have not been discovered by the things of God. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence taken by force. You're supposed to take it by force. There's these waves that's getting ready to hit the land, and I'm letting you know the next wave will be more than natural money. It will be gold. It will be silver. It will be diamond. You will see uranium, things of those high level, be released to the people. Cryptocurrency is just a portion of what's getting ready to be released. The next wave will be the biggest wave for some of us than you ever would imagine. The next wave is going to bless God's people far greater than any you probably ever imagined. We're in a farewell address. Look at Serena Williams. She's in her farewell season. Isn't it interesting? They're using this black young lady. She's getting $100 million for this farewell season. She's in the third round. Listen to this. She's in the third round of the U.S. Open. She beat the number two seed today. Listen to this, people of God. I'm just trying to help people of God. We in a spiritual dimension. Now, look at the world is celebrating this powerful, beautiful black woman who dominated from 2000, from 1970, from 1998, 99, all the way to now, a whole entire decade, a generation. She impacted. She changed the dynamics of the game. You remember? They used to call her the Big Butt Lady. Call the big lips. Now everybody start look at half of the white people. They got lips, behind tucks. You name it. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Because when she came on the scene, everybody was talking about her. Now, the lady who impacted the tennis world, Australia, Wimbledon, the French Open. Madrid, all of these countries, a farewell season, the rise. She changed the dynamics. Now, everybody in tennis, the same checks that she gets for in tennis that they were giving the Wimbledon, the men, they get paid. She fought for that. She pushed for that. None of them other people push for that. She was well known. She introduced tennis to the next level, like Jordan did and some of the other. She introduced tennis to a whole other level. If you looked at yesterday, if you were sitting there yesterday, the last day of August in 2022, now she's moving on Friday, September 2nd, 2022. She ended the month, a black woman, at the highest level. I'm just trying to let y'all understand what's going on while y'all focusing on all this other foolishness. Understand the spiritual dimension of where you at. Every celebrity came out. Hollywood actors all got a front row seat to come and see her hitting for number 24. Keep your eyes saints. Understand where we at. See what you think it's spiritual. No, it's natural then spiritual. You're gonna see many things. Then somebody said, well, spiritual then natural. Okay, well, let's go spiritual and then natural. It's already in the spirit realm. It's already done. It's manifesting itself. It's happening. The matrix are already in effect. The climatic shift is already done. who just came out of major flood, marine round, shifting. Social media is the reproductive systems of the earth. Everything is being revealed now. Nothing is being hidden. They created it for them, but it's benefiting us. Everything has been done in real time. The police shoot somebody illegally, 5 minutes later, it's on the social media. What they used to get away with in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, they can't get away with it now. The whole entire world has changed. They're focusing, rerouting, perimeter. Understand where you're at. It's only those who are institutional church-minded will miss it. And you will not bring that to 231 East, 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, and wherever I go. We will not be institutional churches. We're moving in a totally different dimension in the spirit realm. When people are talking about intercession, it's not intercession. When people talking about prayer, it's not prayer, it's entertainment. You got to be able to tap into this stuff. You have to know what you know. Can't be practicing in this season. Demons love people who like to practice it. When you know what you know, you're tapping in and taking authority over the spiritual realm of the kingdom. Choose you be this day. You have to know where you are. All right, we're going to end. Administrator Brian, bless you on today, kingdom leader. Thank God for you. All right, thanks to God. Hope this was a word that was able to bless you on today. Praying for many of the powerful men and women of God in the kingdom. Many things are happening for you. We celebrate all of the mighty things that the Lord is doing in this season for the men and women of God. Be in that place of God. Let his perfect will be done. The hand of God is on many of his people, and he's doing many things for the saints. So thank God for the presence. What is great of the Lord God is dead and living. Hallelujah. We're thanking God. Stay in that powerful place. Powerful things of God. Lord has his hand on you. We appreciate you on today, those who are faithful to the things of the Lord God. I'm going to take a quick commercial, open up if you have a question and comment, then we're going to move straight from there. We're thanking God for many of the powerful men and women of God on today. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy. Order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
All right, people of God, this is the first day in the month of September 2022. We're in the Jewish New Year now, and so we're shifting from the Gregorian calendar right now. They even shifted themselves because they know that the thing that they were trying to do in this 2022 year was not evil. They already gave you the statistic with the Center for Disease Control in the World Health Organization. Isn't it interesting? Center for Demon Control, World Health Organization, gave you all of these statistics of what was going to happen in 2022, and they did not break the record. None of those things were able to happen. They broke some record, but they did not break the record. And that's why you're watching and seeing the whole entire realm that they intended for is a failure. The devil is a failure. Him and all of his plan is a failure. But two people say he ain't nothing but a failure. Don't be scared. He don't come after them if I say too loud. He's a failure. That demonic realm, all of the planning, 2020 year, two came in with demonic spirits. But you have to stay the course. All right, anybody have a question or comment for us? Real quickly, we want to give you an opportunity to come in. We bless the Lord for you, you and you on today. We're giving God praise. Hold on, let me do this real quick. Hold on, thank you, God. We bless the Lord for the things of God on today. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. If you have a question and comment for us, come on in.
Good morning, Prophet. How you doing? God bless you.
Good morning, Sister Denise. How you doing today?
I'm great. God is good. God is so good.
All the time.
Amen. As I was listening to you this morning, I was like, wow, God. What he's showing me, he's making everything so clear, so much clearer, everything that I ask God, question God about, wondering about why I'm in this ministry, why I'm connected. It's like, wow, many things you shared, it just changed, you know, made me see things clearer. It just made me understand, even my connection. I want to share this with you. This might help you to see where how I feel. I realize that God has called me in this area of casting out demons or coming against demonic spirits. Personally, I have no problem with that ever. I'm so used to doing it by myself or when I would be alone or even you know, where I live, walk through the neighborhood, wherever I go. What he did was tell me, how can I say it? I'll say I have been led by the Holy Spirit. As I'm led by his Spirit, he would just, after he'd tell me to cast out or pull down or whatever I would do, he would say, now, get back and watch me move. And I would do just, I would be like, wow, God. So I even know, or went back to the beginning of the Bible where he said God has given us dominion over this and that. And I believe that. And I walked in that as well. It's back to faith. I have strong faith in what God has given me to do. Very strong, because what he did was show me by example how he can move if I just speak. So there are many things you said to make me understand my connection with you that was not clear. It just wasn't clear because of so many spirits in and out of the church, even the, what you call, religious men. Many things that when you would say just go into his presence, in other words, separate yourself from this world or people. And there's so many things God is just showing me why he has me, even still alive today, even still here. I want to say, I understand better. It must be his time. It's back to his timing. See, every time I would go through something, you may or may not know, God would send me help with even no one from, knowing about it, to get me out of it, to give me answers, to help me to go to the next step. So I believe everything I even went through or have gone through is to even help me to grow in grace and even understanding myself.
Bless you, one thing.
Yeah, things that I need to deal with that I didn't see, so he could take me to the next level. Everything is everything in me is in agreement with God, but if I didn't understand it, but God knows, I may not have understood it. So he would allow me to go through it and say, oh, wow. And so once you learn something, you do better. You won't do the same thing. But this has been a journey, but it wasn't clear to me. It was like, what is going on? This don't make sense. And I'm such a thinker, God had to even get me to that place, say, you got to stop trying to figure everything out in your own mind. It's not about you. And I'm like, wow, it's not about what you think. And he let me know this thing's bigger than I think. It is global. And he let me know it has to
be. Well, we bless the Lord for you on today, that God is bringing you into the knowledge and understanding of things. But this thing is far deeper than me. God is bringing you into the knowledge of the truth of who you are in him. And when you know who you are in him, then you can follow me as a leader. You can't follow me and not know him, because you'll follow me in the flesh. But he's in the spirit. When you know him, then you can follow the things of the spirit, because God is a revealer of all things. And what he's doing in you, he's doing in many other people. And I thank God that he's allowing you to be able to see clearly the things of him. Now, you're going back to the area of deliverance again, because that's what you did in ministry, when you're talking about your power to cast out demons and all of those other things. That's good. But it's important, even in casting out demons, is to make sure the forces that are interrupting you do not. You make sure you are at a place where you're able to handle your own forces of the anointing. And then God will allow you to move and handle all of those other forces in your neighborhood, community, and city. Because it's important to know who we are in the things of God, that the chemical balance of us are in balance with the presence of God and the things of God. so that you move and flow in the universal things of the kingdom of God. So I thank God for you sharing that with us on today, that God is moving you from the background of where you were to the forefront of where he wants you to be in him on today. We thank God for that.
Powerful. I do too. It's an eye-opening thing that you have been sharing them. It makes more sense now. Especially from a lot of things people hear in churches. The revelation or the knowledge that you give, it's like, wow, where did this come from? Totally different.
I can't speak for the institutions of the church world. It's important that the revelation of the Word of God is being able to, for the people to understand the revelation of the translation. There's been a lot of translation. And when you hear the word translation, look at the word trance. Translation, trance. A trance is the Word of God that's been translated, put you in a trance. You'll never receive the revelation of the Word because you're stuck in a trance in the Spirit. And the Word of God, that he doesn't want the people to be in a trance, he wants them to be in transition to receive the revelation. And many people can't get past that because they're being learned by institutionalized people and not people who understand the revelation of the Word of God for their life. It's good to have knowledge of what your leader taught you. Good. But it's great when you tap into the knowledge that they tell you and reveal to you that it's the Word of God, but allow you to tap into that dimension that Moses did. Because when Moses called his elders together, the Word of the Lord God said, I believe it's in Numbers chapter 11, when the Spirit, when he came into the presence, the Spirit, the presence fell on all of those 70. So Moses had enough power and ability in him that the presence will fall on his elders, and they were blessed. So we thank God for you on today, that God is bringing you to understand. I think this is the final piece for you on that. I hear you talk a lot about deliverance, and that's good. When we are a deliverance ministry, we are a prophetic ministry, we are a revelation ministry. You follow what I'm saying? We flow in the apostolic oil. There's certain people that have certain specialties there. You got people that specialize in strictly deliverance. You got people that specialize in strictly the prophetic. You have people that what we call word of faith. Word of faith movement. You know what word of faith is? That word that deal with strictly the word of faith. And you have those who deal with prosperity. We don't limit ourselves to just a doctrine or a certain area. We want to be a triune of the Word of God, that the people will understand deliverance, they'll understand the prophetic, they'll understand the teaching. And then you have teachers that's a great teacher of the Word of God. You have some pastors right now, and I think Benny Hinn and Creflo Dollar was one of them that was really talking more about the prosperity movement and how they come into a revelation, but now they made millions of dollars on their movement. Now they come into another realm or revelation of that prosperity movement. They've been talking about tithing, offering, and getting in. They're talking about the prosperity movement. But these were all the people that were teaching it from a different perspective. It's good to come into the revelation in your latter years because God is revealing things to us. So it's good for the body of Christ to come into the revelation completely. It's a good thing. Everybody, majority of the world now wants to understand the mysterious of God, but they don't understand it because of systematic religion in them. We bless the Lord for you today.
I hear you clearer. I didn't, you know, a lot of things I didn't understand about the religion, even though I've heard it. I was like, wow, what's going on? But I just thank God for this, even my, what you call spiritual birth month when I was born again. And I just thank God for, you know, salvation, just changing my whole world and continuing to learn and grow and follow the Spirit. I didn't know that there was much more. That's more or less what I'm saying. To know about God, that's more or less what I'm saying.
Amen.
I thought I knew that, like most people.
Yeah.
Most people think they already know, and you can't tell them nothing. I guess you see that. And he always had me in a humble place, or always had me to be humble, where it says submit to God. Is this the devil? So I always submitted to his leading, and knowing that saints or we should be led by his Spirit, he was showing me that, especially being, you know, today in life, he was showing me there's much more. When I thought I knew that was it before I met you, before I met your manager or came, he was letting me know, oh, no, there's more. I said, what? And I was like, wow. It was like he was saying, I was like, I'm going to put up my feet and one day give up the ghost and go home. And he said, no, it's time for you to get up, sit up, and live again. And I said, wow, what's going on? So it's just another, how can I say it, chapter of my life that it's like he's saying, get ready for it. It's something I have never done, and it's uncomfortable, but if God say he has equipped us or equipped me for it, I, you know, what can you say? I just agree with God. And, yeah, that's where I'm at. This is all new. It's different. It's different, but I'm willing. I put it like that. It's
Amen.
Different. And the fear is probably just the unknown. The fear that I have had is because I'm going into something that's unknown. But to know that
Amen.
God is always with us makes a difference. Amen.
Amen. Well, we bless the Lord for you. Glad to have you a part of the ministry and what the Lord is doing on today. We thank God for you.
I'm glad he told me I'm glad he told me to have the nerve to go on and say something. Thank God for you. See you all Sunday. Bless you.
Thank God. Amen. Bless you on today as well. Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, God. Well, we thank God for you on today. If you want a copy of the Word of God that's shared today, go to blogtalkradio.com/prophetlaronmatthews. blogtalkradio.com/prophetlaronmatthews. Available to you in its entirety. Available to you over there on blogs, Blog Talk Radio. You will be blessed by the Word of the Lord God. All right, if you desire to be a blessing to the ministry, you can go to Cash App at RFTIN, Cash App, RFTIN, and be a blessing. Or you can go to We Restore You, that's the letter U, at yahoo.com. Zale at WeRestoreYou@yahoo.com. So you can go to our website. Our website is WeRestoreYou.org. WeRestoreYou, the letter U.org. And go to our website and get blessed. All right, thank you, God. Continue to have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Follow us as we share the word of God on Facebook. You can join us. Follow our ministry via our broadcast on WYCA 102.3 FM Tuesday night, 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Saturday afternoon from 3 to 3:30 p.m. And join us for Drive-By with the Prophet. And Sunday morning, 7:35, we'll do a Facebook Live and coming back at 11 o'clock for our Facebook Live as well. We appreciate you on Blog Talk Radio that is joining us as well on Sunday morning. We appreciate the things from God on today. Anyone else have a, anyone else want to say something before we leave? All right. Don't forget to join Evangelist Carlina Wilkes tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. 5 a.m. Evangelist Carlina Wilkes Saturday morning. Join Apostle Maurice Simmons and Papa Eugenie Simmons with Marriage 3-4 Chord Strand. We will be listening in and being connected with the Word of God by the people of God. Don't forget to join us this month. Next week we'll be heading to the South Suburbs to be with our Kingdom Sister in the Gospel. And then we'll be heading to San Antonio, Texas for the Powerful Conference 2022. We're heading Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love Conference 2022. We're looking forward to being in San Antonio, Texas, where the Word of the Lord comes alive with many of the great Kingdom leaders will be joining us there for this awesome event hosted by Prophetess Tina Weiss and the great host there in the city of San Antonio, Texas. We're looking to see many of you powerful vessels there in the region. It's going to be a great time in the Lord, and I'm excited about being part of it and being connected with so many of you great, powerful people of God there, the host of these awesome, powerful vessels in that region. I'm excited about the Lord is doing and the great things that are coming forth. We're doing that Birth of the Love Conference 2022, San Antonio, Texas. We're on our way there to be with you all in San Antonio, Texas. I'm excited about it. Don't forget to register. Go to register now so that you can be in a place with these very powerful speakers that will be ministering the Word of the Lord God. Admission is $50. You don't want to miss it. You're coming in with the Word of God. Looking to see you all in San Antonio, Texas for this great conference. All of the great leaders that are there in the city, we're looking to see you all for the conference in San Antonio, Texas. That will be on September. We'll be there. The month of September, September 16th through the 18th. September 16th through the 18th. Workshop in the days on September the 17th, maybe on the 16th, that is September 18th, 10 a.m. service. We're looking to see many of you all there for Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love Conference. So we're looking to see many of you there. All right, people of God, bless you all today. Stay in that place of God. Let His perfect will be done in you and through you. We love you all. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Look up to you soon. Shalom in your court is my prayer for you all today. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer for you. God bless.